This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Now, I did do some shopping.
What did you do?
I bought some shopping.
What did you do?
I bought some shopping. Doesn't make sense, does it? I bought some stuff online. I went shopping online. Okay. I
need. Can we define stuff?
Well.
No.
I need. Yeah, I'm happy to. Yeah. I'm happy to. I needed some. Well, I saw this sale for a particular brand of underwear.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm basically, welcome to the back seat. And and I thought, well, it's a pretty good, like, it was a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
You know, so I thought, well, why not give it a whirl? You know, sure. buy a couple pairs.
Live life on the edge. Hashtag YOLO.
Well, I live my life so far on the edge that I actually decided to buy a mystery collection.
Oh.
Of underwear.
Mystery being like colours or styles or...
Colours and styles.
Colours and styles.
Yeah, so I chose the size. So great. That's fine. That's okay. But colours and styles were just a whole big mystery, sure. Right? So I thought, you know, they were cheap. You know when there are those things that are cheap enough that you just think, you know what? Even if I don't like one of them, the others are still...
Paid for themselves.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So I thought, okay, great. So I did that. And I put my order in and it got sent off. Okay. Now, the thing was that this mystery collection of underwear wasn't just your briefs and boxers, right? There were also a couple of little saucy numbers in there as well that could have been in the bag.
Maybe, you know? Who knows?
Yeah. Right? So it wasn't just your everyday, you know, tidy whities, right? Bit of fancy action going on. And my parcel arrived last week. I took it home. I opened it up.
Took it home? Where did you get it from?
I got it delivered
to work, did you?
No, not to work. No, I went somewhere. I did those parcel locker things.
Sure, okay.
It's easier, you know.
Some people don't know your address. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no. Especially
with the dirty ones.
Well, the device.
There you go.
True,
if you're
going
to get the saucy underwear, you don't want it delivered to your house.
No, I know. But I'm also in an apartment, and they don't deliver very well to apartments these days.
Okay, sure.
They give me cards. Like, oh, I don't have time to go and, you know, to the post. No, anyway, went to the, brought it home and opened it up. And when I opened it up, I discovered something that I was...
on the edge of my seat here.
The underwear that was in there wasn't exactly what I imagined I was going to get.
Okay.
I'll tell you a little bit more about exactly... I may have brought them with me just to show you.
You did not.
Just to show you what they look like.
Yes.
If you have something you haven't quite realised you bought online, let us know. 0427 Joy 949 or on air at joy.org.au. I'll pull my undies out next. Here on Joy. It's Demi Lovato in the backseat on Joy 94.9. Now, Barbie, you had a bit of a fact about Demi Lovato, didn't you?
I did.
What was a little
fun
fact?
Just FYI.
Yeah.
Did you know she got her start in the Broadway company of 13, which is a musical about 13-year-olds?
Wow.
I know, right?
Was she 13 at the time?
I have no idea how old she actually was, but she was just like Caucasian female ensemble member number 4, who then like at the end got this like rip song. And then that's where she first got signed, was people were like, who is this kid in the ensemble of this show?
Yeah.
And then Bob's Your Uncle, Mary's Your Aunt. Now she's on Joy 94.9 at 5:19 on a Monday.
On a Monday. That's cool for summer. That's the brand new one. Doing actually quite well for old, good old Demi. Judging the X Factor in the US as well.
Really?
Oh, yeah. She's on it.
She knows things about stuff.
She's on it.
Oh,
oh yeah. Now, well, I've been doing some online shopping.
Oh, yes, we've heard.
And I bought some underwear.
Bought underwear?
Well, it's a mystery. And I opened...
It's literally a mystery. He got a mystery pack.
It was literally a mystery. If I just reach behind...
I couldn't deal with this. My OCD, my forward planning, my calendar's done into like 8 different colours. I couldn't just like randomly get... mysterious underwear.
Normally, I am a very particular underwear person, right?
Okay.
I've got the same ones in different colours, right?
Yep.
But I thought,
story of my life.
Yeah, let's just throw care to the wind.
YOLO.
Right? So
you're a braver man than I.
So I did some shopping.
Oh my god!
I'm reaching into my coat pocket. Okay, in my coat pocket, and I have got the most ridiculous piece of underwear I have ever seen at all in my life.
Uh-huh.
It's so small that it fits into my hand.
Okay.
All right. It's colourful. It's a lovely colour. It's
lovely and bright blue.
It's a bright blue with a bit of mesh.
Okay, sure.
Mesh. So it's a bit see-through, which is, you know, okay.
Yeah.
But then you unravel it, right?
It's like a hairnet.
No. It is some type. It is some type of.
It like fits your legs and your bits and then nothing else.
It's like boxers. It's like some boxer briefs that have had all the material ripped out of them, leaving only a little string at the back and a little pouch at the front and some sort of like...
A little bit on the legs.
Leg warming pieces.
But they wouldn't even warm. It's made of mesh.
I know. And I looked at it and I thought, how does this work? How does this piece of underwear actually work? I had to actually look at it and try and figure out where my legs went because I couldn't work out...
That is the most wonderful thing I've ever seen.
It's, and you know what? I reckon this would look fantastic on anyone but me.
I don't know. I honestly don't think that could look good on anyone. Look at that.
I've got big thighs, and they sort of just fit in through the hole in the leg here. I might just try and we might just take a couple of photos. But
should I put it on over my jeans?
If you really want to, you're welcome to.
They're actually really not nice.
They're really quite strange. And I don't know if I should ever wear them. And
absolutely not.
No? Even under clothes, like never taking them off?
Nope.
You reckon?
Nope.
Burn them. Should I put them on?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I'll put them. Yes. Okay, hang on. Let me... A little mix.
Okay, great.
I have a brand new song called Black Magic, and I think I actually need to use Black Magic to get these on today, but we'll see how we go. I'll try and put these on, but if you have got something that you've bought online that hasn't quite come out the way you wanted it to, 0427JOY949 or onairjoy.org.au, a bit of a little mix in the back seat on Joy. All the girls on the black knocking at my door. You can be a member by going to joy.org.au, in fact.
And you should do that because we have some pretty awesome prizes that are available to any Joy member who hasn't won a prize in the last week.
Indeed.
So, Anastasia, you could nab some pretty sweet prizes in the next hour.
And
lucky you.
And by doing that, you're also supporting Joy in fantastic broadcasting.
There you are.
As I sit here in this underwear that I bought.
That's the next prize in the hour. Spoiler alert. Worn underwear.
It's worn over my pants. I'm just. I'll put them
you
on.
You totally
Twitter.
Put them on.
I have not put them
you
on.
You so have.
No, I looked at them and I was confused.
Okay,
you know.
So naturally, you thought, let me bring them into live radio.
Why not?
And put it on the Twitter sphere.
Exactly. I'll
first time I've ever said that.
I've got it. I've got it ready. I'll do it in a moment. SMJoy949 is the Twitter feed. But I don't know when I'll ever wear them. I really don't. I really don't know.
My suggestion was to burn them, but you know, you can feel free to SMS in your ideas for what to do with these. In my opinion, not delightfully to look at.
And
there are really no words.
The worst thing is the front pouch is all floppy because I've wearing pants.
Don't worry, no one's thinking less of you. We all understand what's happening.
Oh, that's what you say now, right? But there'll be people saying, "Oh, look at you with your
cut to 20 minutes later." Oh, and people are like, "Why aren't you filling it out?" That's how all gays sound. So just chuck it up like three. Chuck it up like three octaves.
Careful. Coming up next, we've got some news headlines with Matt. While I try and peel this underwear off, I'm here in the back seat. Enjoy.
And I'll have your next full bulletin at 6.
Thank you very much, Matt. Now, before you go,
yep.
Have you ever had a drama with online shopping? Have you ever bought anything that wasn't quite right for you personally? Yeah, at all?
No. I don't think you can go wrong with porn.
Oh, there we go. Note that one down for Matt, boys and girls. You know what Matt does on the weekends. Thank you very much, Matt. Full news at 6 o'clock. Now, I've popped, Barnaby, I popped those photos of me up on...
Oh, my God, you did not.
On the Twitter.
How embarrassing for you. I'm kidding.
Oh, that's okay. No, I cut myself out. No, you'll understand. If you just... Look, it's not... Like, it's... I've just cut myself out slightly, right? But you can see it there on Twitter at SMJoy949. really is the most ridiculous underwear ever in the world.
This is true.
And I'm still wearing it because I had a chance to get out. However, Andrew the Apprentice, you might know him from Hide and Seek. He said they need jockstrap straps rather than G-string, right? And
yes,
to come in leather. So if I...
Absolutely. Then I would purchase it.
Yes, but I'd be fine. I'd wear it all the time.
The fact that it's kind of see-through and it's... You couldn't do anything... Like, they have to come off if anything's going to happen.
And do you know how hard they are to get off? My God!
It's totally going to ruin the moment.
I'd be there for 5 hours trying to get them off me.
Exactly.
Especially after a big night. So, there's like...
You could hardly get them on and off sober. Imagine if you'd been out.
Exactly right. So, if you want to see me in my crazy underwear and... it's okay, I've got pants on. SMJoy949.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.